Welcome, 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 geeks and nerds, girls and boys, to another all-new edition of Geek to Me Radio. Today we are joined by Chris Sanchez, social media manager for Mad Cave Studios, talking about their comic book line and their upcoming talent search. Then we'll be joined for the rest of the hour by the voice of Wonder Woman herself, Susan Eisenberg, from the Justice League cartoon. All that and more. Stand by.
We're talking TV, comics and movies, and video games. And if you don't know, Star Trek from Star Wars, we'll try to explain. There are 12 doctors, for Hogwarts houses, one ring rules them all. To be the greatest Pokemon master, you must catch them all.
And if you're driving around in the greater St. Louis area right now, listening to us on 105.3 FM or 1380 AM, thank you very much for tuning in. If you're hearing us after the fact in the podcast form on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, or Podomatic, we appreciate your finding us there. And if you're streaming us out there in points in the world, thank you for finding us and tuning in. Our first segment, we are joined by the social media manager for Mad Cave Studios, Mr. Chris Sanchez. Chris, thanks very much for taking out of your time on a Sunday to be part of our show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for inviting me in.
Anytime, anytime. So I was actually flipping through Battle Cats, number one, the first issue. The art's great. I love the story. This is just one in a line you guys have of comic. Tell us a little bit about Mad Cave Studios.
Yeah, Mad Cave Studios is an independent publisher, and our goal is really to bring fun, inventive, interesting comics to readers basically every month, you know, and giving them, making these sort of simple stories and giving them our little mad twist on them and bringing life and fun into them.
And I know you guys have a talent search that... tell us about it. So you guys are looking for new artists and writers. What's all involved in the talent search, and how do people get involved?
Yes, if you go to MadCaveStudios.com or any of our social media sites on MadCave Studios, you'll find there's links there to our talent search, which is for writers. Or we ask that you look into the world of Battle Cats or our second series Midnight Task Force and write a 3 to 4 page story, sort of in those worlds. Seeing the characters you can, we're not looking for direct, accurate representation. We're looking for fun and invention and creativity and storytelling. And for artists, we ask the same, just 3 to 4 pages of sequential art, just showing your skills, showing your talent, and giving us a reason to invite you into the team, and that's basically if we pick 4 winners, 4 writers and 4 artists, and they are given an IP basically to work on for Mad Cave that will be published.
And you can go to the website madcavestudios.com, also on Twitter at Mad Cave. With the books, you guys have been around since 2014, coming in where there's a lot of independent comic book titles and companies out there. What has been the learning curve as far as Mad Cave's kind of coming in, getting a piece of the market? What have you found have been the biggest hurdles or obstacles that Mad Cave's had to overcome so far?
Well, back in 2014, the biggest obstacle was not having Diamond Publishing. And if you don't know about comic book publishing, if you don't have comic book publishing, you're basically forced to sort of publish it yourself and distribute it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once you acquire this, sort of you have to have X amount of things to get this diamond distribution, basically. You now have any comic store in the nation and beyond even can order your book through Diamond. And then we know the other numbers to print, and you can send them out to you wherever comic book stores are. So that was the big thing is back in 2015, where we were basically selling our books at cons, going to local stores, pitching our books, saying, hey, why you should carry this book, and sort of doing it our own, just scrap mail, guerrilla style. Now we're still doing that, but more like, instead of like, we're going to ship the book to you, here's Diamond Order Code. We can actually go to L.A. or Atlanta or St. Louis even, and go to these stores and show them the book and say, hey, here's the book. Here's what we can do for you. And if you like what you see, here's an order code. And more so, even it's good for retailers, it's also good for fans mm-hmm. that see the book and see it online and see the preview pages. It's like, oh, I totally want to get this. You can just go to your retailer and be like, hey, can you pre-order this book for me? And it will show up there.
And you've got the titles Battle Cats. There's also Midnight Task Force. Knights of the Golden Sun's another one. So is one catching on quicker? Is one selling better? Do you have, like, of the three, which was the one you find doing the best right now, I guess?
Well, currently, we just finished our five-issue run on Battle Cats, our first five-issue run. That's kind of our flagship, the one that we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of medieval fantasy, Thundercats meets Game of Thrones-esque world and story. We just finished our run on that and just started our run on Midnight Task Force, which is a cyberpunk detective story about this guy with schizophrenia and how that affects his work and his life. And we just started running that, and we just announced Knights of the Golden Sun, which is a biblical epic. So we haven't seen, like, Battlecast has always been, like, our mainstay slasher title. It's been what we're known for, but we have been seeing interest in the sort of darker, gritty world of Midnight. And just as we've announced Knights of the Golden Sun, we've seen a huge, huge output for this beautiful-looking fantasy world.
And once again, if you want to head to the website to check out things, it's madcavestudios.com. Also, as I said on Twitter, at madcavestudios, you can get involved in the talent search. With the series you guys have currently, I mentioned the three. Are there any more that are kind of in the works or anything that hasn't come out yet that you can share with the listeners to kind of tell us what else is on the horizon? Or is everything kind of focused on the Knights of the Golden Sun as the next title right now?
Apparently, we have not. That's the newest one we have announced. I can tell you that we're definitely, like, all three of these titles are playing in different genres, and we're going to continue that. Definitely, like, stretching out into, I'd say that one of our titles goes to, like, Edo period Japan, and another one of our titles is sort of post-apocalyptic in a way. So I can definitely tell there's genres that we're definitely exploring and definitely keeping stuff fresh.
And I know I'm a sucker for a crossover, and while these are taking place in different times, like Midnight Task Force is Detroit 2055 for the year, obviously Knights of the Golden Sun, like you said, kind of a biblical period. Is there any talk at all, like has the thought even come up with, hey, what about a company-wide crossover? Has anything like that even been talked about, hinted at, thrown out there?
I cannot confirm or deny it.
Okay.
I will get in trouble if I do.
I understand. I don't want you to lose your job over anything, but that's another confirmation or denial, folks, if you're listening right now or keeping score at home. But, yeah, I think that's always one thing I've always loved is even the intercompany DC Marvel crossovers or the Valiant comics when they all crossed over for Unity. So I will keep an eye on that because that'd be very cool to see some of these characters from the Battle Cats and interplay with Midnight Task Force and things like that. Once again, there's the talent search going on for writers and artists. Mad Cave, if you want to check out the website, madcavestudios.com. And so 2014 is the inception year, so you guys are still very new. What if you had to pick out what separates Mad Cave as kind of the new kids on the block from some of the other comic companies, what would you say that is?
We don't put ourselves in a box.
Okay.
Most companies do one thing. We like to try things. We try to experiment. We try to keep things fun for us because we feel like that'll be fun for the audience. And we try to carry that fun and inventiveness throughout the books and throughout our lives. And we feel like we carry that through.
And I will say that that is something you have in your advantage in, because obviously some of the stuff that the established big boys, DC and Marvel, have tried when they change things up, people don't react well to that. So I think that is something you do have in your favor as a newcomer. You can make those changes. You can kind of shake it up, and it's exciting and fun as opposed to, well, that's not what I wanted at all. So good for you guys. That's very cool. And the website and the social media, is that the best way if someone wants to reach out, if someone wants to get involved in the talent search, just go there to the madcavestudios.com or follow you and contact you on Twitter at Mad Cave Studios?
Yes, that's the best way to get all the information on the talent search and or to contact us. At any point, I'm always on there just answering people's questions and just being in sort of catching the vein of the audience.
That's the best thing you do is social media. You got to keep your finger on the pulse. So very, very good. Chris Sanchez of Mad Cave Studios, thanks very much for your time today. I greatly appreciate it. We'll stay tuned to the talent search and see how you guys turn out your talent. We're excited to see.
All right. Thank you so much, James. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Thanks so much. There he goes. Once again, follow them on Twitter at Mad Cave Studios. We're going to come right back talking with the voice of Wonder Woman herself, Susan Eisenberg. Stand by.
Hey guys, this is Carly Payton. I play Cyborg on Teen Titans Go. Booyah! And get ready for some Geek to Me radio. I hear it's real good.
Kari Payton currently voicing Cyborg in Teen Titans Go to the Movie out this weekend. If you've not seen it, it's ridiculously fun. And if you haven't seen it, may I suggest you go to a Marcus Theaters to see it. Marcus Theaters, 11 different states. They're located in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, and Wisconsin. If you want to see a movie, do it in first class at a Marcus Theater. They've got their Splash in the Summer Savings free $5 snack cash right now with any $25 gift card purchase. So if you want to give the gift of movies to some people, then you'll get rewarded for doing that. You can go out, kick back in those big, comfy seats. They're changing the way you see movies here in the St. Louis area and in all the other 10 states in which you will find a Marcus Theater. They've redone the Ronnie's downtown, or South County, I should say. They've got Chesterfield. They're redoing DePere. It's great. You kick back. You turn on those little seat warmers, which I originally thought were asking, you know, send me some bacon, and no one ever showed up with bacon. Then I felt my seat getting hot. I'm like, oh, that's the symbol for the seat getting hot, not for bacon, which was disappointing but fun at the same time. But they've got great concessions. Go to the website, marcustheaters.com. You can do it all right from there. You can buy the gift cards. You can purchase your movie tickets, find where the movies are playing, look at the movies that are playing, and do it all right there. marcustheaters.com. Very happy to have them as one of our newer sponsors here on Geek to Me Radio. And I'm also very happy to be joined by my next guest. I think, if I'm not mistaken, she is basically the Steve Martin of my show because she's been on air with me the most of any guest. And I'm always pleased to talk to her, Susan Eisenberg.
I'm waiting for my jacket. The Saturday Night Live folks have like the special jacket.
The Five-Timers, you know, Club.
Yeah, I mean, I'm waiting.
Well, it's being tailored. My tailor's slow. He's an older gentleman, so it takes him a while.
But sure,
It's quality.
Excuses.
You know, it has been a while since I've spoken to you, though. How have you been?
I've been very, very well. A little busy. Just got back from San Diego Comic-Con, which is always a treat. And, you know, just doing a little publicity for this and working on a little of that and, you know, joining you for another chat.
I know, and now you're voicing Mira. You're expanding your DC roles. Mira in Lego DC Comics Superheroes Aquaman, Rage of Atlantis.
I know. That was a total surprise. That was all due to Brandon Vietti, who is responsible for these movies. And honestly, we met, we've known each other for years, and we were at a Comic-Con in Palm Springs a few years back, and we were literally walking back from dinner, and he said, you know, we should work together sometime. And I would, you know, I obviously would love to do that. And we had a short conversation about it. And 6 months later, my phone rang, and it was my agent telling me that I'd been asked to play Mira in Aquaman Rage of Atlantis, due out July 31st. And I was, you know, pleased as punch. I mean, I was really, really thrilled because I've said this a few times, but doing a Lego character is on my bucket list. There is just nothing more adorable to me than those Lego characters.
And no kidding, yeah.
I mean, I just love them. I mean, whether I'm voicing them or not, I am a fan. And being able to voice Mira, who's this extraordinary character in her own right, this wonderful queen, this magical character, and giving voice to her, so that was so much fun. So much fun. My only concern was that I didn't want to sound too much like Wonder Woman, because that would have been a bummer for the people, you know, for the fans. They would have been like, wait a minute. And the funny thing is that I have these two grunts that I have to do, these like powerful grunts, and I have to apologize to the fans beforehand. It will sound exactly like Wonder Woman. I didn't realize I didn't have other grunts in my catalog. I mean, those are my grunts. So I apologize to all the fans who are expecting a Mira grunt and will get a Wonder Woman grunt.
Well, maybe Mira and Wonder Woman just grunt the same way. I mean, it's an Atlantean / Amazon thing.
Okay, there you go. This is why I love and adore you. You say things like that, and you save me.
No problem. Anytime. That's what I'm here for, that, and getting you the jackets.
Thank you.
The five-timers jackets.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I wanted to say, too, you've got another, you know, someone must have read your bucket list, because you've got on your IMDb page another Lego character. You're voicing Wonder Woman again for Lego DC Supervillains.
Yeah, that was also, like, again, I mean, just such a treat to be able to do that. And as Wonder Woman, because, you know, the fans sometimes ask, well, why didn't you do this project or that project, as if the actors are the ones in charge, and the actors right. are not in charge. And if they were in charge, we would have had a Justice League reunion, you know, 5 years ago.
Right.
So it was just out of the blue, a call, and would you like to voice Wonder Woman in this Lego DC Supervillains? And I was like, you bet. I will never say no to Wonder Woman, and I will never say no to Lego. So it was, perfect. Just perfect.
Well, we were going to take a call here. Someone has called in. We've got a caller on line one. Hello, caller line one. What is your name?
Peter Brown.
Peter, and where are you calling from?
Peter?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey. And I guess you know Peter from the sounds of this.
I do know Peter. Peter drove, he was the one that wrote you on Twitter that he drove all the way out of his way to come
oh,
see
yes.
me in Chicago. So Peter is like a, you know, he's just a very dear man, and he's been very, very sweet to me.
Well, Peter,
and
thanks
hello.
For calling in. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. So yeah, obviously you're familiar with Susan's work then.
Oh, yes. She is my Wonder Woman.
As I think that many, many, many people share that sentiment. I know I do.
Yes, she is a great actress. She is a great, great, great voice talent.
Thank you. Thank you.
And,
okay, what's your question?
And
you're embarrassing me.
No questions. I just have to say and get it on official record that you are such an amazing person in person and on social media.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you. You're a doll. Thank you so much for calling
you're
in.
You're quite welcome.
And just spreading the sweetness. You're a good man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Peter. I appreciate your calling in. And I will say, your social media game is very solid. Sometimes I can't look at it, though, because you post these pictures of these dogs for up for adoption, and I would take them all home with me if I could.
I know. And listen, I have to post it, though. And mostly I've been trying to, you know, I try to post positive stories. But, you know, there's such a need out there in the shelter world for dogs and cats to be adopted. So I, you know, one of my buddies on social media is Morris Rescue in New Jersey. And You know, I just love their posts. They're funny and, you know, and they keep things kind of light, which I appreciate, but they also say, hey, folks, we need help. And, you know, there's such generosity out there in social media world, and people really step up. So I play my very tiny part in just trying to spread the word a little bit.
That's good. Yeah. Like I said, I love seeing the dog videos. Like, but I'm one of those people, because I've got a dog. I think you've seen pictures of my dog, Grimlock.
Yes, of course. Yes.
But I always, whenever I'll be watching something on TV and that Sarah McLachlan commercial comes on, I have to change the channel.
No, that's the worst.
I can't do it.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
No, and that's why I love the Dodo. I don't know if you follow Dodo, but most,
yes.
You know, Dodo has the most wonderful animal stories. They're stories, but they're stories with happy endings, which I think, given everything today, you know, the status of everything in the world, it's so important to have positive stories coming into our feed. So I try to post as many of those as possible. And, you know, everyone loves the Dodo story. So that's also something I like to do.
Agreed. We have another caller holding, but we're going to take a quick break first, because I think we need to take it. So you're okay to stay with us. Yes, Susan?
Of course.
All right, excellent. Thank you. We're going to take our next commercial break. If you're on hold, stand by. We'll get right back to you in just a moment here on Geek to Me Radio with Susan Eisenberg.
Hey, this is Phil Lamar.
Who means Conrad?
The samurai known as Jack. And you're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
Bill Lamar, our friend who voiced John Stewart in the Justice League series. We're currently talking with Susan Eisenberg, the voice of Wonder Woman from the same series. And we talked briefly in the last segment, Susan, about your voicing Mira. Did Phil give you any advice, since he went from Green Lantern to voicing Aquaman in the Injustice games? Did he give you any advice or anything on a way to grunt?
No. If he had, I don't think I would have sounded just like Wonder Woman doing it. You know, Phil's so talented. I could have used some advice, but no, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all doing our different projects. And interestingly enough, with animation, you usually are recording with your fellow actors. But unfortunately, with the Aquaman Rage of Atlantis movie out July 31st, we were alone in the session. So even if Phil, like, had been on that movie, he wouldn't have been able to have helped me. I was on my own, kid.
Well, that's all right. I know we've got a couple people on the line who want to tune in or are tuned in. They want to say hi. They've called in. Now we'll go with line two. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Larry Potter.
Larry, and where are you calling from?
Oh, I just want to make sure I was line two.
Yes, you are.
Sorry about that.
No.
I'm calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Okay, so you're right here in the Central Time Zone with us. We're in St. Louis. Say hello to Susan Eisenberg.
Hello, Susan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
How are you? I'm well,
pretty
thank
good.
You.
I just wanted to make one comment, and that's it. I know you guys are real short on time here, but I just want to say that you guys, I mean, your voice, everyone of their voices that did Justice League, the whole thing, the way it was done, I tip my hat off to Andrea Romano. She did a really good job on casting you guys, by the way. But you have got, I mean, you guys set the bar. That's all I wanted to tell you.
Absolutely.
You guys actually set the bar for. I mean, I wish there were directors out there that were doing superhero movies now that had the same talent. And I know that sounds awful, but
I appreciate that. No, that's wonderful. And thank you, because, you know, I think that you said it when you said it's everybody. It's not just the actors. It was the writers, the directors, the voice director, Andrea Romano, who's like a rock star in her own right. And you get all those things together, all those elements together, and sometimes it's just magical. And I think for so many people, including the actors and the directors and the writers, producers, all of us, I think for all of us it was magical as well. And it's just so gratifying to hear from the fans after all these years that the show impacted them, that they loved the show, and that the show did in fact set the bar for them, for these characters. For some people, it was the first introduction to these characters. And, you know, that's an honor for all of us that we were their introduction. And it never gets old hearing it. So thank you so much for calling in to to share that with me.
Thank you very much, Larry. We appreciate that. We've got another caller, Stacy Thomas, is calling in. Stacy, how are you?
Yeah, hi. This is Stacy.
Well, say hello to
hi,
Susan
Stacey.
Eisenberg.
Hi, Miss Eisenberg. How are you, ma'am? I've talked to you several times on Twitter, but I've never talked to you in person, so this is an honor. So.
Well, thank you so much. I actually recognize the name, and I know we talk on Twitter, so lovely that you're
yes.
calling in. Do you have a question?
Yeah, ma'am, I did. I had heard a rumor that if, because, you know, that is my number one tweet war that I've got going on, is I want the Justice League to come back with a reunion movie. And I had heard that Andrea Romano would come out of retirement and direct it, or do the voice character direction if that were so. Have you heard anything about that, or?
Well, funny you should ask while I'm on the show, because our host today has, I think, some proof that she said that. Am I correct?
That is correct. Actually, it was back in November. I had Susan on as my guest for the 16th anniversary of the original Justice League series launch. I surprised her by having Andrea Romano on the show, and Andrea said live on this show that if that ever came to be, she would come out of retirement to direct. And I remember Susan saying, oh, I just got chills. It was was the coolest moment.
It was. And it was so surprising that she would say that. And she's, again, you know, like I said before, there's so many of us who are fans of the show, and she's obviously one of the biggest. I mean, she put everybody together. She had such a big hand in my Wonder Woman and everyone's characterizations of those legendary superheroes. So she would come out of retirement. We have it on record. And I just saw her recently. I saw her at San Diego Comic-Con, and she's good for her, you know, she's good for her word, and she would come out of retirement for it.
That would be amazing. Stacy, thanks very much for calling in. We've got another call. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Is it Adil?
Hello?
Yes, Adil, is this you?
Yep.
You're live with Susan. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kentucky.
Kentucky, okay. Well, Susan is on air with you right now. Go ahead and say hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of Justice League and the DCAU, and some of my favorite JL episodes and JLU episodes, not coincidentally star you. So like Maid of Honor, This Little Piggy, The Savage Time. Really, really love and admire your voice work in all those episodes and the entire series. So
thank you so much for sharing that. And actually, those are some of my favorite episodes, coincidentally. In fact,
awesome.
I talk about This Little Piggy all the time. And Baldini's, you know, script in that was just so brilliant. And the whole, you know, Kevin Conroy singing moment. And, you know, we haven't lived that down. Every time I see Kevin, he bursts into song. So thank you so much for sharing that, and I appreciate it. I really do.
That's awesome. And actually, on the note of Kevin Conroy, my question to you
yeah.
is, what are your thoughts on Wonder Bat?
That's so funny you should ask that, because I was tweeting about that earlier, because somebody posted something about Wonder Woman belonging with better with Superman, and you know, I had a tweet back, you know, a very cute GIF that said, no. you know, the truth is, and I'm so glad you asked this question so I can clarify, I don't see Wonder Woman in a romance, like a big, you know, full-out romance with either one of them or with any man, really. I see her with different relationships throughout her life, and I just love the flirtation with Batman that they wrote into the Justice League series and Justice League Unlimited. I thought that was just a very cool other dimension to their relationship, you know. But it was, like I've joked all along, I don't see them together as like husband and wife or like having children or any of that. But I think the flirtation between those two characters is just, you know, it's really a lovely aspect to the, it was a lovely aspect to the show. And it's fun. It was fun to play. I think Kevin would say the same thing.
Thank
you
very
much. I'm a Wonder Bat fan all the way, the way.
How can you not be? Hashtag Wonder Bat.
There you go.
Adil, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we are going to go ahead and take another break, Joey. We're due for a break. So Susan will be coming back with you, talk some more, and we want to get into the JL reunion hashtag. So stick around for more Geek to Me Radio with Susan Eisenberg right after this.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
We are back. Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, bringing us back. We are just talking about hashtag WonderBat with our live guest, Susan Eisenberg, the voice of Wonder Woman. Another hashtag becoming very popular on Twitter is hashtag JL Reunion, because a lot of people want to see this original cast come back and do either a full feature animated film or maybe even another recap, another season of the series at least. And I know the DC Universe has just fired off their subscription service. That's going to start in the fall. Susan, it would be a great platform for them to bring back the Justice League on their subscription-based streaming service.
You know, it seems like a no-brainer, truthfully. But, you know, it's very hard to know what's going on with their agenda and what they have going on with their shows that they've got lined up. We, as the fans of the show and the actors, we can only, you know, keep going and keep asking. And I encourage people to do that. It's frustrating, I know, for people who've been asking for so long to not hear anything about it. But I do see small signs that there's a chance, there's an opening. So I want to hold on to that, and I want to encourage people to just not give up hope and to keep tweeting, because I believe that we can do this, truly, 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 truly. And if I didn't, I would just say, hey, guys, we gave it a good shot. Let's give it up. But I feel like we can do this. It means so much to so many people, and we already have a fan base there that already cares about these characters, these actors. So I would love to see us do another project, and I would love for that to be a movie.
And I've spoken with all the cast. The only person I've not spoken with directly is Carl Lumley, and I haven't had Maria on air, the voice of Hawkgirl, but every person else I've had on the air with me from the original cast said, in a heartbeat, I would do a reunion. And you guys were all just on the Nerdist, which I loved, with Rob Paulson. That was so fantastic.
And Rob is just so lovely. Rob hosted us on the Nerdist, and he is also such a believer, because he's seen it happen so many times with his own career, with other people's careers, where the fans have made a difference because they have reached out to the powers that be and said, hey, guys, we love this project. Can you please give us more? And he's seen that firsthand. So he was lovely, and he encouraged us to keep going, and that made me feel terrific. And, the Nerdist has been exceedingly generous with us, as has Rob. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people in our corner. We just need to get the powers that be to listen and to believe that there's an audience out there. I think that's the most important thing, to know that if they do this, and it wouldn't be cheap, I mean, it's a big cast, it's a lot of people, but that there would be an audience willing to pay for it and that would love it. So, you know, I can only encourage people to keep going.
Yeah, and I think, like I said, because there is a groundswell of support out there for it, the DC Universe streaming service would be a great place to do it. And I know they've got with the DC, I'm not getting paid by DC Universe for advertising their streaming service, just to be clear, but they're releasing, DC Direct had the Batman animated series figures, and they released larger versions of them starting, I guess, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe now. And they've sold very well. They're going to be offering, direct through their streaming service, an exclusive chance to buy the original seven cast members plus Aquaman in resculpted versions of the Justice League with accessories and new hand poses and everything like that. So again, I gotta think that might not be a way of kind of throwing a little test out there to see, okay, if these sell well, maybe we should go ahead and do a Justice League reunion.
Well, and I think that's true, and that's one of the things I think is like a slight opening there, because the Sideshow Collectibles just came out with these extraordinary statues,
yes,
of Wonder Woman, Batman, and Superman. And if you follow me on any of the social media, you'll know that I posted the Wonder Woman. And when I was in San Diego, I was lucky enough to go to their booth and see the statue and meet the people behind the scenes, and, you know, who, again, were so gracious. And that is, like, it, you know, it just seems very timely. And also, when I was in the DC booth, or DC Collectibles, they have all the statues from the Justice League series, and mm-hmm. I posted that as well, and it just, like, made me giddy to see all this Justice League, if you will, like, all this stuff going on that we were a part of all those years ago. So I don't know, I don't want to read too much into it, and yet it's hard not to feel a little bit encouraged by it.
I would certainly think so, yeah. And there's so much, like I said, there's so much love for the series. Like I said, I guess it was last Sunday or two Sundays ago, I did a giveaway. I was giving away. I said, all you have to do is call in, and I'll give you this. I had a bunch of like action figures and stuff like that. No one called in. I say I've got Susan Eisberg, and I can't shut the phones off. I mean, I get people calling in right and left. So, again, that just shows how you're more popular than free toys, Susan. That's how popular you are.
That's great.
So that's got to make you feel pretty good.
It does. Listen, it all makes me feel it's just remarkable. Like I said, the fans have been just amazing, and seeing what they have done with this. I mean, the fan art, the fan tweets, the fan accounts that have started, whether it's Animated JL or JL Animated. You know the accounts. You follow them along with me. They have been extraordinary in getting the tweets out there and posting pictures, in live tweeting the old shows, in, you know, supporting the cast whenever they're doing something, or supporting the crew. Dwayne McDuffie's account has just been, you know, so supportive of the show. Dwayne was such a fundamental part of the series, and they support a reunion. So, you know, we've just got such an outpouring of love and support, and you cannot not be touched by it. It's overwhelming sometimes. It really, really is, in a good way.
Right. Yeah. And I, obviously you got a lot of love at SDCC too, which I need to get out there. I'm almost seem like I'd be worried about being overwhelmed because it's so much. But I would love to go out to SDCC one of these years and try to cover it without drowning in a sea of anxiety. We'll see how that goes.
It is a little anxiety provoking. It's a lot of people. It's a lot. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of love. And just, there's such goodness there. The fandom there is, they're just there to celebrate these characters, these projects, and it's a beautiful thing. I mean, you would really dig it, but it is overwhelming, for sure, for sure.
One of these days we'll get
deep
out
breath.
There.
You just do deep breaths. That's all you do.
Breathe in. I'll take a Lamaze class before I go, just to get my breathing under control.
Exactly. You take your paper bag and you just breathe into your paper bag. You'll be fine.
Perfect. That'll be everyone. You should get your SDCC comic badge and a paper bag. That's what they should give out upon arriving. We're going to take our last break, and Susan, with your kind indulgence, we're getting ready to start my third year of broadcasting this show, so you're going to be my inaugural player of this next game we're going to come up called Either Or.
Okay.
All right, we're going to come right back.
I'm in. You've got
perfect.
Me.
For our last segment with Susan Eisenberg, stand by.
And you're listening to Geek to Me Radio.
We are back. Geek to Me Radio. This segment brought to you by Historic St. Charles. Go to the website discoverstcharles.com. Check out all the things there are to see or do. I was very fortunate. I was just able to host a trivia night event for them this past weekend on Friday. So hello to all those who came out for the trivia night. I hope you had a great time. We raised some money for their annual Christmas Traditions Festival, and a good time was had by all. If you've never been to downtown St. Charles, go down and check it out. There's all sorts of dining places. There's eateries with unique food. There's shopping stuff. There's historic, if you're a history buff, historic markers on the buildings. You can learn about the history of Missouri's original state capital, St. Charles, which is right up there on the hill. You can go explore that. Check out their website for all the cool things there are to see and do. Discover stcharles.com. GeekToMeRadio.com. Very proud to have them as our premier sponsor here on the show. As we wrap things up with our special guest, Susan Eisenberg, we are going to play a brand new game called Celebrity Either Or. Susan, I'm going to give you a pair, and you're going to tell me which one you prefer. There is no right or wrong answer because this is just your personal preference. Peanut butter, crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
Crunchy or smooth? Peanut butter.
Smooth.
Smooth. Abbott and Costello or Laurel and Hardy?
I'm going to go with Abbott Costello.
Green Arrow or Green Lantern?
Oh, toughy. I'm going to go with Green Arrow because if I don't, Ken Schreiner will never forgive me.
I understand. We don't want any heart feelings. And since Phil helped you and not at all with your mirror, then that's on him.
Right, exactly.
East Coast or West Coast?
Oh, toughy. I grew up on the East Coast, but I live on the West Coast. That's a toughy. Oh, this is hard. I'm going to have to go with where I live, which is West Coast.
And finally, sports car or SUV?
Oh, sports car.
Sports car. There we go. That is our first inaugural game of Celebrity Either Or with Susan Eisenberg. And if you want to catch the new Lego Adventures that are coming out where she's voicing Mira, I think you may have given us the date. Was it July something?
So cute. July 31st. You're adorable. Thank you. That's so sweet. We just did press for it. So the publicist, Gary, was always like, you know, whispering in our ears, it's July 31st. So I know the date really, really well.
Perfect. And I'm excited to hear that. I'll be listening very closely for the grunt to see how much Wonder Woman there is.
Oh, gosh. Okay. You'll have to let me know what you think of the voiceover when you're done. And also, you should, just as really quickly, you should have Maria on the show. I know she'd love to do it. And you know, the fans absolutely are crazy for Hawkgirl, and I see that on social media, and I know Maria is just, you know, she breathes life into that character, and she has a huge fan base with the character. So I know she would love to do the show, and I know she'd love to do the reunion, so you should definitely have her on.
I will definitely reach, and if you could put a little bug in her ear, maybe say, hey, when this guy calls you, he's really bizarre, but go ahead and do his show anyway.
I will do it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I can vouch for you. This is what, my 12th time on your show?
I think 11th or 12th, yes. But you're my very favorite guest. I always have so much fun talking to you. You're such a delight.
Thank you. I adore you back. I got it. You know that.
Thank you so much. Susan Eisenberg. Follow her on Twitter at Susan Eisenberg, the number one, because she is the number one Wonder Woman out there. We'll be back next week, folks, with more fun. Stick around, won't you? It's not in the way you watch the flash. It's not in the way you love Scotty Young Art. It's not in the way you play Mario Kart. It's not in the way you look when you make Game of Thrones references. That's our show. This is Geek To Me Radio. That's our show. Lego Atlantis, good night.